But Eric, I'm going to ask you to stick with us because we're going to go to a topic now involving a conflict involving some young writers and the difficult topic of race. Last month, the student newspaper at City High School in Iowa City, Iowa, published a survey on racial attitudes. The Little Hawk polled 350 students about their feelings on race and sexual orientation. The resulting front page story touched some nerves. Several students apparently nearly came to blows over the survey, so the school's principal confiscated every available copy of the newspaper. With us to talk about this, as I said before, is Eric Deggans. He's staying with us. He's the media critic at the St. Petersburg Times in Florida. But also with us is Adam Sullivan. He is the editor of The Little Hawk, and he's at member station WSUI in Iowa City. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Ms. Martin.
Well, what was it that you were seeing on campus that made this issue something you wanted to write about?
In recent years, there's been an increase in minority students at City High for various reasons. And there's just tension between different races of students. When you walk around City High, white students associate with white students and black students associate with black students for the most part.
You could say that tension? Is that tension or is it just people like to hang out with who they like to hang
out? I think there is tension. As a student, I see things that the faculty and the administration, they can't see just because they're not students. But, I mean, people say things and they're not terrible things. Most of it's just joking, but there is racial tension between mostly between black students and white students.
What made you come up with the idea of the survey? What was it that, what were you trying to get at with the survey?
Actually, I was talking with my advisor, and he was actually really surprised that I thought there would be a significant amount of racism at City High. And so that's when I kind of realized that to most non-students, it would probably come as a surprise. And so that's why I really wanted to ask students how they felt.
Clearly, school officials thought that the article itself sparked some confrontations. Do you think that's true?
I really don't think so. I think the students who my principal refers to them as near fights. I think the students who started those, they were just students looking for something to get mad at. And it's a very small number of black students who got mad about it. Most of them realized that we were speaking out against racism. And so I think this, our principal would say that the newspaper caused a disruption, but the students causing these fights caused a disruption. It wasn't, I really don't think it was reasonable to get offended by what was printed.
And the principal says that taking the newspaper away was doing what was best for the school. What do you think?
Well, first of all, we were distributed at 8 a.m. That morning, and he didn't take it away till 1:30. So any student that wanted a paper already had one. Taking it away caused a bigger disruption. So I really don't think it helped at all.
Eric Deggans, what was this censorship, or do school officials at this age have the right to do this if they think that they're acting in the best interest of the student body and to the school on the whole?
Well, they obviously have the right to do it. The question is whether it's wise. And I think the problem is that when a situation's gotten to the point where the school feels it needs to seize the papers, it's already gone too far. My fear is that a great teaching moment is being lost here, in part because there's a classic disconnect between what the newspaper does and what the administration is aware of. And the two don't generally pay that much attention to each other until there's a problem. And, frankly, I love the tone of this paper. I got a copy of the whole edition sent to me. And it's aggressive. It's cheeky. It's irreverent without being totally disrespectful. And it's substantive. I think they do a real good job for a high school paper.
You hear that, Adam?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Definitely. And I would hate to see that spark kind of doused because this particular article was kind of revealed to the student body in a way that made it tough for the kids to process what they were being told.
Eric, what do you make of the stats that Adam's team came up with? Does it sound like these kids have any attitudes that are out of the norm of the continuum of attitudes that people sometimes have toward
other
people?
The thing that I found kind of funny, I almost wish the data had been broken down by race, because I have a feeling that if you'd asked the black students if they thought 13% of the student body had an unfavorable attitude towards them, they would have said it was higher. I mean, black folks generally tend to believe and be very aware of the negative attitudes towards them. So when I saw that it was just 13% in a school that's overwhelmingly white, frankly, I thought that was not that high a number.
Interesting. Adam, was there anything in the survey that surprised you?
I was actually much more surprised by the attitudes towards homosexual students. Iowa City, home of the University of Iowa, very liberal place, very open to sexuality. And so the fact that 28% of students polled had an unfavorable view towards homosexual, bisexual, transgender students was very surprising to me.
Well, you know, Eric, publications run by adults often struggle over how to cover race. And there was an incident at a big city newspaper just the other day where a black writer was fired over comments that he wrote on his blog that were perceived to be demeaning to black public officials in his city. So I guess I'm just asking is, you know, what advice do you have for student journalists who are trying to wade into this water covering issues like this, which are important, but very sensitive?
Yeah, well, I do think that you do have to be careful when you're dealing with these issues. And as much as I like the tone of a lot of their coverage, sort of that there's a big headline that says hate on the front of the newspaper. And frankly, if you look at the statistics, most of the student body doesn't have an unfavorable opinion of gay people or black people. So to have this headline that sort of screams hate may be overstating the results of what they found. And I think there's a way to sort of present these statistics in a way that informs the kids, but also doesn't provoke confrontation.
Okay.
And I think that whoever was advising the folks on how to put this together should have thought a little more about presenting these statistics that are so disturbing in such a shocking way.
Okay, Adam, final question to you. What do you think the state of the conversation on race is now? When you think about it, do you think that you helped, that you hurt the dialogue, and do you think that dialogue is going to continue?
I think we've definitely helped to create a discussion about race at City High. We had several black students who were upset about the paper come in and talk to my newspaper staff, which was actually really great because, I mean, afterwards they kind of understood what we were trying to do with it. So I think that's just one example of how dialogue has been opened up about race at City High.
Right.
And I was wondering, too, I wanted to ask, do you have any people of color who work on your staff?
We have two black students on my staff.
Out of how many?
I have about 20 staffers, I believe, so that's about 10%. That's about right for our school makeup.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both. Adam Sullivan is editor of The Little Hawk, the student newspaper at City High School in Iowa City. Eric Deggans is media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. Thanks to both of you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.